When the ball smashed into a photo of LeBron James' face stuck above the hoop and dropped into the basket, the Hong Kong protesters cheered. They also trampled on jerseys bearing his name and gathered in a semicircle to watch one burn, the AP reported. Basketball star LeBron James well demonstrated his utter ignorance and stupidity, shared by many, when he said about the pro-freedom tweet of Houston Rockets GM Morey, "Yes, we do have freedom of speech, but at times there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others, when you only think about yourself." I don't think James realizes people in China do not have freedom of speech. The reason so many young folk say they like socialism is that they do not actually know what it is, and the same is true with other related issues. They, like LeBron James, simply do not understand that most, billions of people, live in societies and political systems that do not allow for the freedom of thought, practice, and expression enjoyed by Americans. James and others at the NBA are now on record saying that it's not good for Americans to publicly support freedom movements around the world, especially when it interferes with making money. In so doing, they have fallen right into the oft-stated idea by Marxist communists that the great Soviet hope was that given enough rope, the West would hang itself, or put the way it's most often used, the capitalist will sell us the rope with which we will hang them. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.